Did you know Pennsylvania law requires you to call 811 at least 3 business days before you dig? That's not just for contractors and big projects. It's even homeowners working on simple projects like a new mailbox or expanding garden. They'd still need to call 811.
Just call 811 before you dig, you jack off.
It's the law. People's-gas.com. All right. So in the meantime, also, we have to say, here we go. Get the best experience of customer service and maintenance for your Roark Advantage at the Service Center on West Liberty Avenue. Visit RoarkHonda.com for all of your vehicle needs. And they check out our blog post because we write about jagoffs over there.
Because John gets angry, he has a little bit of road rage, and I feel like they sponsor those blog posts. So thanks. As always, go to RoarkHonda.com for all of your vehicle needs.
According to the Oxford Dictionary, the word jagoff is defined as a noun, which means a stupid, irritating, or...
Here's how Pittsburghers define a word jagoff. When someone cuts you off on a parkway.
Jagoff!
Or someone scares the out of you.
Yeah, jagoff!
Or it's a term of endearment.
How you been, jagoff?
This is Mark Madden.
Hi, this is Larry Richard.
Hey, it's Rick Sivak.
Hi, this is Greg Brown.
Hi, I'm Tyler Kennedy.
This is Antonio Holmes.
And this is the You Jagoff Podcast.
So this is the You Jagoff Podcast. If you're listening for the very first time, we make sure you listen and subscribe to it. And our first guest today is Journey. Journey is the executive director, Big Kahuna, of the National Comedy Center up in Jamestown, New York. Because I got to tell you that Yinzers will go like, it's in New York. But it's 2.5 hours, just over 2 hours, Journey, right?
That's right. I just drove in. It's really easy. It's 2 and change.
Right. I was just going to say, Saul Markowitz will tell you that it is like 2 hours and 20 some. Because if you do it enough, it's fine. Yeah.
That's right.
Go over the speed limit. It's okay. We've been given the blessing.
We've done it. Yeah, we've done it. We've done it. Now, so first of all, the big announcement is that you guys, the National Comedy Center, is helping us put on the Pickles and Giggles again, which kicks off the whole big thing of Picklesburg. So thank you for that.
Of course. Yeah, we are two comedy cities, comedy-loving people who have to stick together.
Right.
There you go.
We would
agree. But you have the museum, and we do not. So we need to go to the museum more often. So you were talking, actually, today on PTL about how important it is to just take a day trip. You can do it all in one day, but what can everyone see? I know you focused on the kids for today, mm-hmm. but what else is there that people can say, I need to get up there?
Like we were just saying, in the context of the country, we're in the same neighborhood. We are neighbors, Jamestown and Pittsburgh.
No doubt.
In fact, we're on Chautauqua Lake, so a ton of people from Pittsburgh make up actually a big portion of the museum goers already. So if you live in Pittsburgh and you haven't come yet, you've got to get there. We are doing this thing this summer where kids and teens are free to celebrate our newest distinction, which is that U.S. News and World Report put us on their list of the top 25 family weekend getaways in the country. This is a list that includes Disney World and Disneyland.
Yeah.
And now Jamestown's National Comedy Center.
I mean, who didn't know that?
So we're thrilled. And so often people have heard about the Johnny Carson Experience.
Right.
Hosted by a hologram of Jimmy Fallon, or the Carl Reiner exhibit, where you're talking about collaborations and laughing about the collaborations between Mel Brooks and Steve Martin and Sid Caesar and Dick Van Dyke with Carl Reiner. So they don't know that it's necessarily good for kids because of the eras, but there is something there for everyone. So my kids are 7, 5, and 3. They'd hang out there all day if we let them. There is also a participatory wing, so any visitor can use a green screen to get into scenes from classic comedies. So whether you're taking a pie in the face or a mallet to the head, or you're doing Saturday Night Live's Cool Guys Walk Away from Explosions, or the iconic SNL Sweaty Balls or going back, Abbott and Costello's Who's On First, Lucy and Ethel Wrapping the Chocolates. So there's something really for everyone to get into, and it's like we curated comedy's greatest hits of all time and put them in a museum.
Journey,
brilliant.
Let's go backwards a little bit, because why is it in Jamestown, New York? Let's talk about that.
Yes. Well, we thought it was, you know, the biggest metropolitan spot in the country. No.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
It's the hometown.
The lake is there. Well, right on.
I don't understand the question.
Yes. Right.
No, Jamestown is Lucille Ball's hometown. And she said to the officials in Jamestown, don't just celebrate me. Don't just make this about I Love Lucy nostalgia. Don't just put my stuff in glass cases. Make my hometown a destination for the celebration of all of comedy. Because she had lived firsthand and experienced the reality that comedians and the comedic arts have never gotten the same level of respect as other art forms.
Right.
So it took us a few decades, but the National Comedy Center is now designated by the United States Congress as the official archive and museum of comedy as an art form. And so, again, if you're in Pittsburgh, you're 2 hours and change from one of the best new, it was actually named the best new museum in the country.
Wow.
Yeah.
So many accolades. And like you said, comedy, just like so many things, you know, Pittsburgh boasts of the fact that we were a coal town, not cool.
Yeah.
Coal town. And we now, cool. I mean, we're always cool, but we evolved into so many titles, from tech to food to so many different industries. Comedy, just like everything else, has done the same. It was a vaudeville thing. It was a thing that people just, like you said, looked at like, eh, my uncle tells some good jokes. To now you're watching, people are really making, they're crafting it. Is that sort of resonating with the whole green screen effect, that people are asking more questions, that kids are realizing who, like you said, Abbott and Costello are?
Yes. And I'm sure you can appreciate this because being in comedy, and your son Colin Chamberlain came to our festival and performed and was fantastic.
Yeah.
We didn't build a participatory wing because people are good at it.
Right.
Quite the opposite. We built comedy karaoke because it teaches people that even when we give you a teleprompter with some of the greatest stand-up material of all time from the greats, they still bomb, because it's not just about the writing. It's about the delivery and the cadence and the timing of every syllable. And that was the compass for every exhibit throughout the museum. And you really could spend days there and not consume at all. There's that much to do. But the compass was engendering visitors an appreciation for the fact that comedy is hard and it takes a lot of honing. And so you're learning a lot about process.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody thinks like, oh, my uncle was so funny at parties and he should go be a comedian, or my aunt, she should go be a comedian. If they go there, they'll understand the craft, and watching the craft is really kind of interesting. I know you said like Colin, but any comedians that we go to see here in Pittsburgh, it's fun to watch them tell a joke now
and
then 6 months from now watch how that joke has changed and how it's funny, or whether it's an intonation of their face or anything like that. So the museum is up there, and we understand from Gary that you can go to the Lucille Ball home as well. But wait, the biggest thing is I saw this picture of my son posted, the Tropicana, Desi Arnaz's
room, right?
Place.
Yes.
The place,
so
right?
Cool.
I love that.
Yeah.
So you can do more than the museum if you have a few extra minutes, right?
Yes, that's right. And so Amy Poehler just joined our advisory board, and it's funny because I asked her, why
did you say
yes? I love
that you say that name, like Mark Ferrari just joined our... I mean, nothing against you, Mark. I love you, but I mean, you're no Amy Poehler. Yeah.
Casual. But, well, she visited... She spent like 6 days in Jamestown doing research on her documentary about Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. And Judd Apatow leaned very heavily on our archives, the Carlin archives, for his award-winning documentary on George Carlin. There wasn't a place to do this before. There wasn't an archive.
Right.
There wasn't a repository. There was no Library of Congress of comedy or the Smithsonian of comedy. So we're helping documentarians and filmmakers do research. Scholars come in all the time. But Amy said the reason she said yes and joined is that what struck her was the connection of new and old, of the past to the present.
Right.
And the Tropicana Room is a great example of that, because it's above the Lucille Ball Desi Arnaz Museum. It's a recreation of Ricky Ricardo's nightclub from I Love Lucy, but it's where we have late night comedy. So it becomes our comedy club.
Sure.
So you're hearing the edgiest, newest perspectives on the world in comedy, but it's set, you know, at Ricky Ricardo's famous Manhattan nightclub from the 50s.
In the meantime, you have a big event coming up here, right? There's still tickets left, but if they want to go find out more about that, they go to your website. But what's happening in August 6th,
right? Yep. So August, what's funny you said the 6th, because that's Lucille Ball's birthday.
How about that?
And so for that reason, Jamestown and the National Comedy Center annually host the Lucille Ball Comedy Festival this year, August 2nd through the 6th. Again, talk about the mix of contemporary and the past. This, traditionally, there were years where it was more about I Love Lucy nostalgia, but it started as a true comedy festival. So early days had the Smothers Brothers, Lewis Black, Ray Romano, Ellen DeGeneres, George Wallace, etc. So now it's back to being one of the best comedy festivals in the country. It's headlined by Taylor Tomlinson, who is arguably the hottest name in comedy right now. The fact that we got her to make a stop in Jamestown for this is huge.
Right.
She's breaking records set by the likes of Jerry Seinfeld and others at venues all over the country. She's headlining the Friday night of the festival, August 4th. And Gabe Fluffy Iglesias is headlining August 3rd of the festival. And then we'll do stand-up showcases where we're pulling the best of club talent from coast to coast to Jamestown.
I love the fact you just came out of the studio with PTL and now we're out here sweating.
We're going to do it in 2 hours and 11 minutes. Done.
Yes.
Journey, where can everybody find out more information about this amazing place?
ComedyCenter.org. go to comedycenter.org.
Easy enough,
and you
right?
can yeah, and you can actually make a reservation in the museum for those days, but you don't have to. We're open all summer. The only day we're closed right now is Wednesdays, so you can come all summer or make your plans to visit during the festival. Like I said, we're on Lake Chautauqua, so it's a really nice summer getaway. Kids and teens are free right now, so there's no better time to visit.
All good stuff, but Pittsburghers, Yinzers, do not panic. You can literally do it in a day, we promise
right.
you.
Yeah,
stop at McDonald's on your way.
It's not
and you're
Europe.
Okay. Yeah,
right.
It's not.
Right,
Journey,
right.
thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you
us.
So much. We appreciate it.
We really
it.
Appreciate
it. Thank you for having
and
me.
And
thanks again for your sponsorship for Pickles and Giggles.
So what would you say if the words got in the way? I had a hard time telling.
And next, we get to chat with the two behind the scenes folks that we talk to on the regular when we're pitching anything for PTL. So Teddy and Krista, finally, let me tell you how long this has taken to get them on the podcast. So Teddy was with us whenever we did our game show with PTL in February, and it was great to finally kind of have some one-on-one time. But there were a little bit of nerves because we were Team Jagoff versus Team PTL, so we weren't as friendly. Krista could not come. Come on. She couldn't come.
Oh,
you're fine.
Yeah.
Do your walk. Do your walk. You're fine.
Wait, you have to do the David and Heather like you're coming in
burner,
talking to each other.
Burner. I just did bop instead of the David and Heather walk. So
come on in.
Anyway, I was setting this up because, Krista, we didn't get to see you for the game show, and we were so disappointed. So we've been talking literally since February
yes.
about how we can get you guys on and chat about behind the scenes of PTL, because let's face it, let's get all the kudos out of the way. We are huge fans, as you know, but we are huge fans in kind of what Journey was talking about, the craft.
Yeah.
There is nothing like Pittsburgh Today Live. People are, they literally will sit in front of the screen, even though you can watch it and rewatch it through streaming. They want to be there glued to their TVs at 9 a.m. because it is that important of the fabric of Pittsburgh. And you two are that, you're the entities behind the Great and Powerful Ozzes. How about that?
How about
behind the curtain? Listen, you should not be looking boom. Behind the curtain.
It's scary. As a matter of fact, as you're watching, if you're watching the video behind the curtain, literally, is
yeah.
because right behind us is the big new newsroom
right.
that you guys did, where all the magic happens, and the green room is right over there where people look out. So this really is where it all happens. Do you guys get to come out here and
never.
Do things out here, or are you mainly
never.
Kind of stuck
we,
inside here from 3
we never.
A.m.?
This is our position and pose usually every day. This is our computer. And then we look up. Teddy, did you get that? No, you got it. Okay, yeah, I got it. There's a lot of work.
Yeah,
it's,
and the only time we're ever really coming out here is to pick something up or make sure someone's not parked and blocking the
right,
way for
right,
the other 10
right,
guests that are coming on
right,
the show.
We're usually going through a door with a balloon arch. Like, we're on opposite ends of a balloon arch and then, like, some pizzas on the other hand.
Well, wait, stop okay. there. But you don't get to eat it or partake,
no,
right?
No, we'll
okay.
partake.
Okay.
Oh, yes,
okay.
we'll partake. We try to... Yeah, we're fed pretty well.
The good
we
news
try to
well.
Be, yeah.
The
yeah.
good news is we can count at least on only one hand when we've come up pretty much on two wheels dropping off Primanti sandwiches
you
or
have.
Whatever it
yes,
is.
Yes,
yeah.
absolutely. Strawberry pretzel salad.
We're never quite on time, but we're close.
So right. it's funny that you mentioned the newsroom. I just thought of the fact that we have the proud distinction of being the last two, I think, individuals to go into the newsroom. Because
okay.
at some...
Really?
Some yes. Our, it, we were told that the desks were on their way. So we have the PTL office. We're so blessed to have an office.
Sure.
A lot of folks, you know, have cubicles, and we do have a space, again, for the pizzas and strawberry pretzel salad and balloon arches.
Sure,
to all
house
live.
It all. Yeah.
Baby shower gifts
it's
now.
It's the
utility
closet,
yes.
right?
Yes. So for some reason, they're like, we'll get you. And so we were in a hallway. The two of us were on computers in the hallway, and everyone who would come by would say, what are you guys doing out here? And we're like, we don't know, but we're just happy that our key card still works, so that's good.
Oh,
so we
God.
Were the last two to
How,
enter the
that
newsroom.
That is crazy,
yeah.
because you feel like everybody sort of has this grandiose entrance, especially you guys with PTL being, you know, the hot thing. So here's my question. Krista, we know you're behind the scenes now, but you are used to being in front of the screen, right?
It's strange.
And we've seen you here and there come on and chat it up, and you've been on with us for the radio purpose, but what is it like making that kind of transition? And are you, I mean, you're loving it, clearly.
Yes, well, I love to write. So I was a broadcast journalism major, so I always wanted to get into television to really write, to sell stories, to get to craft, again, going back to the craft the stories and then deliver them. So for me, the fact that I write and get to create still happens. It just happens kind of behind the scenes. So it is a transition, and it was strange at first because, you know, I spent 20 some years doing something that I was now not doing. But it's still, you know, I still have my hands in it. I'm still sort of facilitating. Where I'm really bad, and this is why Teddy and I work so well together, I'm the word person. You know, I'm the person that's used to, okay, fill 3 minutes, okay, go and talk.
Sure.
I'm not the, you know, I technology sort of skipped me. So I'm not the video editing master that Teddy is.
So you're the Rachel. I got you.
Yeah, you get all, that all makes sense now, right?
Yeah.
So I'll say, oh, I wish we could do this. And maybe Teddy's like, I got it. I got it.
Right.
And all of a sudden, so yeah, who will
Everybody needs a Teddy.
It up into shape.
She's being hard on herself.
Well, so Teddy, take us through, it is behind the scenes. So what happens when we come in here, bring a guest, there are so many people doing things. Somebody's miking up the guest, somebody's putting in a teleprompter, somebody's moving cameras around. But what do you two do? You show up here at what time?
Oh my God, it depends.
Dark. So, it's usually dark 30.
Yes,
dark
30. Yes. Depending on how much we need to get done, I'm usually in the building by 7, and then Krista gets here much earlier than I am because she's very diligent and dedicated. But usually I'm putting in late hours, you know.
All right.
So I'm like, if I, you know, work till 11 p.m., I don't feel as bad coming in at 7.
Oh my God. Right. Now I know what you feel like.
But yeah, it's a mad rush every single day to get all the pieces together because, yes, we are getting in all the graphics, we're getting in all the video, we're doing all the writing, we're coordinating all the segments. We're making sure everybody gets in the building, knows what they're doing, knows what's happening. I mean, it's for the two of us getting it done every day. I'm not to toot our own horn, but I'm impressed by what we're able to pull off.
Well, because we do work so well together and we enjoy each other's company. And it's really the three of, I would say put Jeff in that category as well. I know you're going to talk with Jeff Roop a little bit because it seems like the three of us throughout the course of the day have to communicate multiple times to, okay, or if you're going here, okay, well, that means, okay, Mikey can't be there at 11. If you need to be there at 10:30, oh, you're in Munn Hall? Okay, I can't get you to Washington. Okay, oh, you know, it's very much just taking all the pieces of the puzzle and putting it together, which we love what we do. We just wish there was more time to do it.
Well, and not only that, but let me throw in, I'm sure, you have everything set for a Tuesday, and then your Taste It stuff is in here,
right?
You know,
or weather,
the weather, you know, something, or winter time, someone's running, whatever the case may be. What is it like to be on the fly to really say, okay, we have to make a few changes? Case in point, we know David told us that you were like, I am going to get the Costco giant peanut butter, right?
Oh yeah,
pie.
Peanut butter pie. Oh, yeah. It was
and they had utmost faith, as did we. We were like, can't wait to see it. We watched on Tuesday and they were like, you guys, we're really sorry. S happens, right?
Oh, crap happens. Oh yeah. I mean, I'm used to in, you know, my career before
background.
This.
Yeah, tell them what you did. This is really cool.
I worked in LA and New York for years, working for line producers for reality television. I have done a lot of editing.
Sure.
I've worked for Disney behind the scenes.
Tell them who you worked with.
And before I got Justin Bieber.
What? For a few years.
My gosh. So, you know, going to pick up a Costco cheesecake pie, calling some places is nothing. I've had to get a piano airlifted to a mountain in Malibu.
Stop it.
With 12 hours to spare and also get catering for 50 people.
We're doing that next Thursday, by the way.
So this is
it's
nothing.
It's just Mount Washington. Right, that's all. Yeah.
It's a piano.
It's a guitar from Mark Ferrari and it's Mount Washington. Right?
Yeah, there you go. Wow, Teddy. And so you're not originally from Pittsburgh?
Oh, I'm from Pittsburgh,
but
I just left and now I came back.
You
boomerang.
It's been wonderful.
Yeah. Yes. So your resource book must be thicker than anybody's at this point. Like, Teddy's the go-to guy if I need a shoestring, a green shoestring on Wednesday. He's got it, right?
I'll make it work. There's no other way.
He's the guy, you know, if you ever find yourself in prison and you need, you know, like the guy, like, I got a guy.
I got a guy.
I need, you know, what do they need in Shawshank Redemption? You need the poster, right? You need the poster so that you can, like, tunnel your way out. Teddy's your guy.
That's funny.
Teddy, you hold some clout.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I do not have clout. Krista has the clout.
She is
a, you know, whoever who doesn't know Krista Kelly, Krista Voda, for everyone, you know, who loves sports. She is a celebrity in the sports world. And it's so funny to see people write in like, oh my God, Krista Voda is the producer of Pittsburgh Today Live. This is so cool. Like, yeah, and it's awesome. And she is such a great
role
model.
Well, and that's the perfect segue for you then, because Pittsburgh, you know, we do the Eustas, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever used to be. That's how we kind of relate to everything. Yep. So Jill Neely is the furthest thing from a Eusta, right?
She's
the most amazing person
I still talk to her weekly. And
I love
it's always, Jill, you sure you don't want to come back? I feel like you should come back. For a while, I would call it her office. I'd say, oh, Jill's office. And they're like, you know, it's your office. I'm like, yeah, Jill might come back.
And you even kind of look like her. You realize this, right?
Awesome.
Like, you're both wonderful people, but even though Jill did a phenomenal job but you can still see the elevation with time. Like you said, it has nothing to do with the person and all to do with the craft. All of you put your time in and you can truly see that. What has it been like kind of changing, you know, from not just the cosmetic change of the newsroom, but adding new people? Daisy's now a part mm-hmm. of it. You know, Mikey will be transitioning out, so you have to kind of come up with other things, maybe coming up with a new bit. What is that like when you look at what Pittsburgh has loved and what has worked?
That's a great question.
Boom! I got the great question, not John.
Do I get anything? Is there like
No confetti?
It's a score.
It's 1-0 right now.
I get to leave with like a ham.
Don't make him feel good. Do not come up with a good question, John. Yeah, it's fine.
John. No, I think though, but what makes the show work so well, and we talk about this, is the camaraderie and the banter with the group. So, you know, David's going to be the guy that's going to talk about the Golden Girls. And then, you know, Heather might give him a hard time because, you know, he doesn't know the latest Lizzo song. But then he's going to come and, you know, the camaraderie between the two of them, they enjoy each other's company. They hang out together when it's possible. And, you know, come from, you know, she has three kids, he doesn't. And just that juxtaposition between the two of them, I think is a lot of fun. And then you bring in, you know, Mikey and Selena and Daisy. Everyone's just a family.
Sure.
So the hard part is anytime you bring someone new in, how do you sort of, it's chemistry. And you can either have it or not have it. But hopefully the viewers feel like they're a part of that too. You know, it might be six of them. And Ron, of course, is awesome. You know, it's six of them on air, but really it's, you know, 600,000 who are watching. You know, they're, everybody who watches is a part of the PTL family, and that's what makes it work.
Nice. Now, we Rachel mentioned in the introduction.
Oh, that's a great question.
See, I knew Radio. You all. Everybody feels sorry for John.
Everybody gets a trophy.
There's already a show. Everybody loves Raymond.
So
we don't need
John.
So I just
have to harken back that Rachel mentioned that you missed the game show, right?
Yeah.
Teddy, I have to tell you that we kind of knew you, but you really came out
crazy
at the game show. Then there was one day, I think it was doing wrestling or yoga on PTL, and I go, that's the Teddy we met at the game show.
So
I love the dynamic that you have, because you're not technically an on-air personality, but when you're on there,
but it
like
shows.
In the game show, we all knew Ron Smiley was cheating, right? But nobody told on him. But the fact is, but he cheated and we ended up winning. But the fact is, I love the fact that you're dynamic on screen, off screen, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Whenever I need to turn it on, I know how to do that.
Yeah.
Because I started out like performing as a kid. I used to do all the shows at Pittsburgh CLO.
Yeah, he's a fantastic CLO.
Is that right?
Yeah. You were part of the CLO Academy, right? And you, musical theater.
Yeah.
So we keep saying we're going to have him sing on the show, but he's...
Oh.
If you say Teddy, just run through the background. It's not going to be... It's going to be Teddy running through the background at amped up energy.
Yeah, right.
With arms in the air.
No question.
Yeah.
Which kind of leads to, even though we kudo you, right, for the behind the scenes of the best show that we have in Pittsburgh, what do you guys like to do outside of here? Because you have lives outside of Pittsburgh Today Live.
We do.
Teddy, what do you like to do other than sing and
after 11 and before 7
and be competitive?
Right? Well, one of my favorite things about moving back to Pittsburgh was that, I mean, I really love going out and exploring the town and going to different festivals. Like, I'm constantly surprised at how much there is to offer here.
Yeah.
And, like, when I went to Central Catholic, when I was growing up, like, Market Square was nothing like it is now.
Right.
Yeah. And so, like, what I love about doing this show is that, like, we keep learning about more and more things happening in this, you know, the huge surrounding West Suburban Pennsylvania area.
Finger
so,
on
like,
your pulse, right?
On a weekend, I'm either watching the new movie that just came out, or I am at a festival, you know, out just enjoying life, essentially.
I love hearing that.
That's great.
And
well, and that's, we move on, though, what I love about that statement is that you are representing the youth. And there was a long time in Pittsburgh where you went to college, you left, and that was the end of it. You visited mom and dad later because they were the golden people at that point. And now the youth wants to stay and continue to make it what it is. So I love hearing stories like that. Now we can go to Krista.
So Krista.
So opposite of the youth.
Right. No, and you were new to here. So did you rely on people like Sean Collier, who's going to be on the podcast, or Teddy or Jill? Who did you rely on to figure out, like, what should I do first?
Well, it's interesting because I moved here in 2005. So I've been here a while. Yeah,
okay.
I moved here. My husband is from this area.
Right.
We met through NASCAR, through kind of our former world.
Of course.
Amy
Poehler, NASCAR.
So I lived in Charlotte, North Carolina at the time, and he was here, and we would see each other on weekends and started dating and thought this will never work. And then a year and a half later, one of us needed to move, and I'm from Iowa originally, so my family's far away already. So I moved here in 2005. So it's interesting because I was here, but I wasn't ingrained in Pittsburgh because I was traveling every weekend.
Sure. Yeah.
I was gone. So my office was, you know, the airport or the racetrack. So it's, but I would be on actually like, you know, I'd come on for DVE, you know, to do a hit about NASCAR.
Sure.
And then sort of, so I would, or do a charity event. So it's weird because I had this sort of little, I don't know, publicity, but it was always in different cities.
Sure.
So I kind of had time to sort of learn it. But yes, I always rely on Sean Collier in Pittsburgh Magazine.
Who doesn't?
All the time. Thank you. Thumbs up. So I, but for my husband is, we're very agriculture based. He grew up on a farm. Mm-hmm. So if we are not, I joke, our daughter is nine now. She, her entire toddler years were either at a racetrack or a tractor pull.
Okay.
So she, you know, was
culture.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she was, you know, watching tractors go down the track or race cars. And
honestly, Krista, in your business, and I mean, Teddy being here sort of helped this answer, but what did you think of Pittsburgh in general? Having traveled as much as you did, was it welcoming? Did you love
the absolutely.
City?
I love all the little neighborhoods.
Yes.
You know, the fact that you are from one street to the next, you have covered three neighborhoods at any given time. Growing up in Iowa, Iowa's very blue collar, very sort of, again, cold winters, hot summers. I love the grit, the kind of the rawness and still the pride in sports.
Yeah.
You know, it's such a sports town and I'm a sports junkie. So that's what, anytime we can get kind of sneak some sports into Pittsburgh Today Live.
Yeah.
Right.
Teddy kind of covers, you definitely cover the culture and I would say the musical theater.
Yeah, I love the musical theater, movies, like entertainment is really like what I love and thrive on.
Yeah, for sure.
We appreciate you guys.
Overdue.
So again, reminding in case you just signed on there and you're watching the video is that we are, right behind us is the big newsroom that KDK has just rebuilt after I don't know how many years.
714.
So it was about that.
Right. There was some dust in the building that may have been
that. So that's why we're here and this is back stage of PTL. So Krista and Teddy, we have a question of the day.
Dun, Jeff, dun, and dun, I love Jeff Roop. Look at him. I know. He's
Jeff Roop is behind the scenes getting ready to come on.
Well,
Sean Collier is taking,
I mean, it's
he's
kind
starting
of
to
obvious
Google answers.
What it's going to be, right? So as the BTS people, right, you make it all work. Which PTL on-air person do you resonate most with? Are you a Heather? Are you a David? Are you a Ron? Are you a Daisy? Are you a Selena? Or are you a Mikey? We will not accept answers like all of the above. I hate that.
Wow.
Okay? So you need
Rachel
to answer the
mad
question appropriately. There are six. This is a multiple choice of six.
Wow. Yeah. I feel like I would be interested to hear what Jeff would say that we
are. You can't pass
it. No, I'll still, but I still want to hear that on the backside, maybe.
Okay.
Do you have a go-to answer?
I think I do because it pertains to like who I am specifically in life. I would say that, David, because I am gay and David is such an incredible role model to me.
Yes, that's a great answer.
And the way he carries himself and watching him, and I think, you know, that it's 2023 and I love being able to see him so comfortably talk about his life with his husband.
Yes.
Because
when
I was growing up, especially at an all-boys Catholic school, it was very hard for me to accept myself and love myself.
Yes.
And like, it's just so wonderful to see that in life, like where we are now. And I think David is just so cool and just someone who like I would aspire to want to be in my life at any given, like if I saw him on TV as like, as a gay kid growing up in Pittsburgh, I'd be like, oh my gosh, the possibility.
Yes.
I heard that. That's a great answer.
Yeah.
That was such a good answer.
I
should have
gone first. I should have gone first.
That segment is going for a golden quill. Teddy will win a golden quill, right?
I thought you were going to say, Ron, just because you guys both have kind of similar interest in movies. Technology. So I thought, he's going to say Ron. I'm going to say David because David and I are from the same generation, kind of that 80s. We know a lot of the same, you know, kind of references.
You're a Rick Astley fan?
I am not. I'm always a big hair band. I was a big hair band. So I was, whenever Sean Collier comes on and talks about the Rockers, whatever, you know, Trickster, Slaughter, Firehouse, Warrant coming
you
to town.
Okay.
That's me.
Wow.
I got that t-shirt.
You did?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, right.
So I was going to say David just because of the generation, but now I feel like I can't because how do you tell
that?
Okay.
But,
David's so
great. I mean, Heather's the obvious, I think, because the mom, you know, we're both moms. Right. So we have a lot of that sort of multitasking, but I do feel personality wise, I'm probably more of a David.
Okay. Right. I love it. You guys, your personalities are amazing. Thank you for what you do for our city and thanks for being part of our lives. We love it.
Well, thank
you.
We love the partnership we have with you and having fun, doing fun things like this.
Yeah, same.
Thank you.
We have two more people, one in front of the camera, one behind the camera, literally coming up next with music from Mark Ferrari now.
That's how the hell looked down.
This is our behind the scenes of PTL segment episode, really. And if you're watching the video, you do see Jeff Roop, who is a camera person who's literally behind the camera, and Sean Collier, comedian, comic writer, and from the Pittsburgh Magazine. So you Thank guys you. Are all, you clearly got the memo that it was red shirt day.
Yeah.
And so thanks for doing this. We're hanging out. You guys are normally, well, Jeff, you're not normally inside a cushy studio. Sean, you're normally inside of a cushy studio, but we're out here sweating in the humidity right now. Right?
Hot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so, I'm not usually on this side of the camera either.
Yeah. So
well,
you did
wait,
hang
you're
out
forgetting.
With us on the
yes.
south side, right?
Yes.
We went to. We all got yeah. lost going to some.
He did
well,
not.
No,
breakfast.
I did not get lost. I was there waiting.
Sean, you can
waiting.
Appreciate that we were late and they wondered why. But we had reason this time.
Thought they didn't think they were going to interview me. It was over.
The fact that anyone expects, I don't know, creative folks.
Right.
The talent.
Right.
Mia, to show write, up on time.
Can you write that on a note for us? Because we'll need to make 100 copies of that.
Oh, leave a window. Give people a window. Not a time.
But it was so cool to really get to talk to Jeff outside of a segment or seeing yeah. what he's doing. And so we didn't realize just how much history you had here and how long you had been around. And watching you since then, I mean this truly sincerely. You did a Mancini shoot and something else. You really help. Well, we've seen you at Isuzu as well on a regular basis. Yeah. You really help them sort of navigate. You're getting them there. You're well, setting it yeah. up. You're it's picturing it.
It's producing it as part of it as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. You have to, as you are guiding us right here, we have to guide and we have to get a piece together.
Yeah. yeah.
And yeah, you have to put people where they need to go and kind of tell them what to do
yeah.
without
yeah.
telling them what to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, both of you do interesting jobs in that, Sean, you write a column, but it has to be succinct and only has to fit into a certain space. Jeff, you take all this video, you get great video, and then you have to make it down to 4 minutes. So
yes.
That is since we're talking about comedy festival and things like that, that's a craft itself. So talk about how you do that. Like, Sean, do you read through your articles 100 times, or do you have somebody else look at this, you just kind of give up? And Jeff, do you have somebody come in and look at your videos and say, no, how do you get rid of the parts that you love in your writing and video?
In writing, not a challenge, because after, this is 12 years of Pittsburgh Magazine? Yeah, 12 years of Pittsburgh Magazine. I'm so used to knowing that, especially online, but in a magazine as well, readers don't want to be around all day, mm-hmm. you know, so I'm kind of used to writing to that correct length. It's more a challenge for me when I need to go on a little bit.
Oh, but is that right?
Speaking of PTL, the challenge is it's so easy to talk to the PTL team.
Sure.
It's so easy to talk to Heather and David, and just as easy to talk to Mikey, Selena, Daisy, whoever is there that day, that, you know, when I have 4, maybe 5, 6 minutes to hit a couple of different things in the weekend guide, I just want to chat with them, you know, like friends, because we all are friends,
right.
and that's, I think, a big part of what makes PTL so good, is that it is conversational, it is loose.
Sure.
So I have to remember, we're not just here to have a little chat.
Right.
I have to mention a great many things
yeah.
in 4 minutes. That's a challenge because they make it so.
And along those lines, Sean, and you know, I've credited you. This is like the honest, like Rachel's Favorite People podcast, but you're one of
you're
the
so
best
nice.
Writers I've read. Truly,
Thank
I've
you.
Said that to you for
Thank
a long time, you. And I love how you hook. And I love that your headline writing shows in how you deliver PTL.
Oh, thank you.
But how hard is it to decipher with all of the things happening? Like, I forgot to ask Krista this, to be honest. Mm-hmm. You guys have to pass on so many things because, let's face it, Pittsburgh is now producing all these events, all these, you know, different people, personalities, things mm-hmm. happening. How do you really go about selecting at this point on what you decide to talk about?
Yeah, and the one of the big challenges is, and some people understand this, other people, unfortunately, don't get the memo that just because I like you and I talked about you once on PTL or included right. you in one Pittsburgh Magazine article, you're pretty much done
is
now.
Is he talking to me?
No.
Yes. He's talking to me right now.
No more you jag-off content.
Please stop
constant.
Sending me filter.
No, it's, you know, some people think, oh, okay, here's what we're doing this month. And it's like, there's a lot going on
yes,
around town that
right.
I have to hit. The most important thing is, have I been there? Have I experienced it? Can I talk about
yeah,
it? Because even if, you know, there's 100 worthy things going on every week. But if it's one that I, if it's a play that I happen to see, if it's a festival that I visited last year, something like that, it's so much more genuine recommendation. If I can tell you what it's like and why I like it, then if it's just information that I'm getting and spitting back.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. Okay. Jeff, how about you? You get all this great video and you have to clip. What do you, I guess, does online make it better because you could put more online than hits the broadcast or no? How does that work for
you? No, whatever hits broadcast usually goes online.
Okay.
So a lot of it is that producing while we're out.
Yeah.
We've shot together. Mm-hmm. We're like, all right, that's too long. You know, you got to cut it while you're producing it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I call Kristen, tell her it's 4:20. She says,
too long.
Too long. So we try to go for 3 minutes, 3:30. There's a lot of information in 3:30.
Sure.
So you try to give them the important stuff.
Yeah.
But the new editing, nonlinear editing, you know, I say new. It's been around for a while now, but it took a while to get it here. But we got it. It used to be tape to tape. So if you needed to cut something, that would mean dubbing it over, then dubbing it back.
Yeah.
But now, okay, it's too long. Well, where can I cut it out? I can cut. We can add that to the tag. We can add a little. David Heather can give a little tag and chop it up that way.
So. Yeah. So kind of reuse, you know, figure out how
still
to repurpose.
Still get the information in there, but in a much shorter way.
Yeah, repurpose.
Yeah.
Jeff, what about a situation, and again, we've had the true luxury of being around you on a couple of different shoots, but what if you go into somewhere and you have one vision and then it completely turns? Or someone on camera is just not going to do what you're hoping they do, because it happens. I mean, even our little camera, people get, oh my gosh, I'm now talking into a microphone. What happens there? Is it instinct? Is it?
It's live.
It's
a
live.
Lot of time it's live.
Yeah.
So we do pre-record a lot of things too. You got it?
A bug
I don't know what happened.
A bug just went down my back.
Did you see him look at me like, are you going to help feel it?
A little help.
Feel it
little
right help. Now in there. I'm not going to take my shirt off in front of Mark Ferrari. He has abs. I don't.
See, there used to be PAs to deal with that. Can you get over here and...
But if it is live, it's what you're going to, you try to make them as comfortable as you can before, as soon as you show, we get there at 8:15 for the for our live shot at 9:00. And you know, as soon as you start talking to that person, like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
You know, we might be in trouble today.
Yeah.
We're going to have, you work those 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Joking with them, making them feel comfortable, working with them, just, you know, not telling them what to say, just working with them so they're comfortable once they are talking about what. And they know what they want to talk about. It's just making them comfortable to be able to do that.
Sure.
So
And it's really building that relationship, right?
Right.
Because
in a short time. In a short
really
time.
Really quickly,
But you've got to build it to make them comfortable.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be coming in, you know, with a big camera in your face.
Right.
So,
Sean, we're just coming off of the Pittsburgh Comedy Festival, or the Pittsburgh Pickles and Giggles Festival.
Right.
And we're in the middle of Picklesburg now, but your life in comedy, your life as a humorist, it's really kind of, you've played all those roles and you settled into this writing. Do you like that better, you know, or do you still like to go out and get in front of a crowd?
Oh, yeah, I certainly like doing comedy. I may be doing a little less than I did pre-COVID.
Okay.
Just because I'm doing more things, I'm doing more different things.
Sure.
So, you know, jack of all trades, master of none, I can't quite dedicate. But actually, the thing that I'm really enjoying right now is teaching a stand-up class. I've been teaching some of the classes at Arcade Comedy Theater. And that not only is fun and rewarding in its own right, it gets me more engaged by it. It gets me thinking about it more. So then when I go do a show, I'm thinking about, how am I going to describe this to the students next week and tell them, okay, it went okay, it went great, it went not so well, and this is why. Mm-hmm. It's made me think about it a little bit more. But yeah, I still like doing it. I particularly like, and Colin's done a lot of them, the you know, one-off, one-nighter at a fire hall or an Elks Lodge an hour from downtown, because, you know, those are big crowds that usually are in a great mood and, you know, want to have a good time.
Yeah.
And we love hearing, you know, we do a little segment, as you know, on our radio show that's called Hump Day Haha, which is literally local comedians, to give them a platform to say, how does it work here? Because, again, Pittsburgh wasn't known for any kind of
comedy for some time, and now there's these people
like yourself, and so many young people coming up,
no question. And so hearing about these, you know, open mic nights and things like that really makes us happy to see that, again, it's thriving and it's more to talk about.
And new places all the time. They're doing so much at Bottle Rocket Social Club, up in Allentown. You know, now that I woke up after COVID and I was like, oh, I'm an old comic now. I'm no longer, I'm a full generation up from where I started. So it's nice to have 20-year-olds stare at me with no idea who I am. Isn't that fun?
No, that never happened.
What you should do is mentor Jeff into a 5-minute set.
Sure.
And have him go out on open mic night.
Oh, that would be fun.
And we reverse the roles where he's the comic and
Jeff's
you're
face.
The camera person.
Just take the class at Arcade Comedy.
I'd like to be compensated for my time.
That's the other thing after COVID. There's less is happening for free.
Yes.
I developed lots of hobbies.
No Taylor Swift tickets.
So true. Right. Jeff, outside of PTL, outside of everyone knowing you with the camera on your shoulder, what are things that you like to do? I know you're a family guy. You like to do trips and things, but what's something we don't know about you?
Boy, I used to play as golf. I used to do that. I would go out and play a good bit. I moved here from North Carolina and played a lot in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And then got here and have kids and a junior in college, a junior in high school, and busy with them running and sports. That's life.
That's a lot. That's life.
Yeah. Every day.
Yes.
Every day. No, Where are they? Where are they?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
And this life at KDK, while maybe running you around a lot, has to be better than doing weddings.
Never.
Never. Where's Krista? John, that was a good question.
Great question, John. I did help a couple times with the guy. Never again.
No thanks.
I understand.
You guys, we appreciate you hanging out with us behind the scenes of the PTL segment here. And we have a question of the day, right?
Before we do that, Sean, everybody knows you as a writer. Everyone knows you as, you know, chatting with David and Heather on PTL. Some also know you as now helping teach these kids comedy and how this works out. What else do you like to do? You have a couple passions.
Their money's worth. Well, I could do a full hour on my true passion.
Please don't.
Pro wrestling ring announcing.
I was going to say, look at the shirt.
I haven't figured out how to work that.
We have to dangle a microphone like this for you, right? And in this corner.
That's what everyone thinks of. It's a 40-year-old reference, but everyone somehow knows it.
He just ripped on you. I love this.
Madison Square Garden on Saturday night's main event back in the late 80s. I love doing that. And look up. There's so much great wrestling in Pittsburgh, too. Look up 880 Wrestling and Rise and IWC, but also with Vigilance Theater Group, which I've talked about before, been on the podcast to talk about before. We are coming up on our weekend of Campfire Stories. That is September 8th through 10th, so about 6 weeks away.
Okay.
And we will be at lovely Camp Gayasuda, the Boy Scout camp, right over off of 28. When we learned they had the actual name of it is the Campfire Arena, a little grove, like a natural amphitheater around a campfire, and we're going to tell some spooky stories and make s'mores and
have
some scary surprises. So vigilancetheater.com.
Can you get me into that?
Yeah, that I can get you into.
Nice. There you go.
Free stand-up class?
It's on him.
If you want to come see the campfire stories,
you're in. All the B-roll you can get.
Yeah.
You guys, thank you so much. You heard us ask the question, and Krista is dying.
No, we didn't hear.
No.
I didn't hear the question yet.
Oh, you didn't really?
I didn't hear it.
All right.
Did you hear the question?
I think so, but I'll let you go first.
Because he's trying to buy time. As the BTS person, you make it all work. Which PTL on-air person do you most resonate with? Are you a David? Are you a Heather? Are you a Daisy? A Selena? A Mikey? Or a Ron?
Me first.
And you cannot say all of the above or a little
Krista
of this.
Krista is waiting over there for this answer.
And I can't be Krista or Teddy.
No.
Right?
No.
I have to be somebody on air.
Yeah. Well, Krista's daily on air.
Well, Selena is way too nice. Nobody's that nice, right?
She really is. That's what I want to point out.
Absolutely.
She is that nice. So many people say, is she that nice all the time?
Oh, yeah.
It's true. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's 100% true. Not that the others aren't nice.
Right, but she
but
is.
But there's just a different level of Selena nice.
Yeah.
I did hear the question before, so I did have a little time to think about
it. I know you, Jeff.
Darn.
Yeah.
I guess it would probably be Heather.
Okay.
Because you know Heather. There's not much. She's got a filter on TV. Right?
Yes.
There's not much of a filter. Right? It's wide open.
Is that right?
I tend to be like that, and it's probably a good reason to not have a microphone and to be behind the scenes, because there are times that I think I would say things that I shouldn't say.
Understood. Right? Hey, that's a great answer. Yeah.
And Heather is, I think, unique in that compared to the other staff, the talent that her filter is sometimes
a little faded.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Sean Collier.
This may be unexpected.
Oh boy. Bring it.
To compare myself, a noted public grouch, to the sunniest person in Pittsburgh, but it has to be Selena.
Okay.
Because we're in a very tiny club. There are only so many Pittsburgh media figures who are children of Pittsburgh
sports media figures. That's a great point.
She is the only person I know who I can have certain conversations with. I remember saying to her, do people think you know everything about the Steelers?
There you go.
Because your dad knows everything about the Steelers? She said, yes. They just walk up to you and I talk to you about the offensive line. I know. Why would we know
that? That's a great, that is a really good comparison.
People do that to Rachel. They want to know if she sings because of her dad.
You know what I say?
Yeah.
Is your dad a dentist and does that make you a dentist?
Right.
No. Is your dad a barber?
There's the Heather filter right there.
It drives me crazy.
Hello, Heather. Hi, Heather. Yes.
That's hysterical. You guys, thank you so much.
You can be in the club too. We're going to stretch it.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it.
Pittsburgh sports figures
to just say, I want to know who you would be in. Who would you guys be?
Wow.
Great question, Jeff.
Great question, Jeff. You?
Oh, man. I don't know. Let me think. Do you know if you go first if you want?
It's not so much fun when it's not easy.
I'll just answer for both. It's almost like we're the David and Heather. Not that we're that talented, but like I am the guy with the older references. She's the one with the younger references.
I could be that young though, because she's a good 10 under. So
you know, she'll say stuff, and I go, I don't know, or I'll say something. She's like, yeah, I wasn't old enough for that, and then I want to get mad.
I should have said Heather, because Heather and I are about the same age, and I want people to know that. I don't think people are aware that I'm as young as Heather.
I would have never guessed.
Oh yeah, he just has gray hair. I mean, I read that.
I've
on
never
his
seen
website.
Him dressed like this. He's usually really dressed up.
Well, I have.
Only in here in PTL. Pro wrestling ring announcing. Those are the times when I'm presenting myself well.
Nice shirt.
Yeah, thank you. Nice red shirt.
So funny.
Thank you guys
are the greatest.
We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
And my Mark Ferrari, who you're hearing singing throughout the episode, is coming on next.
You gotta let her know. You can't let this go. Because if you put it off, it could be too late.
Mark, you and I see each other at the gym. You're there a whole lot more than I am.
Mark, you're
going to
do that.
You guys give me way too much credit.
Like, I feel like I should sit here like this right now. But anyway, so, well, first of all, we always have to thank you, because we come up with these crazy things like hang out in the PTL parking lot on your day off. I mean, you're a teacher, but it's all your day off at this point. But it's like, yeah, I'll do that. So we really appreciate the fact that you know we're nuts and you ride along the crazy bus with us.
But wait, let me follow up with that. Not only is he always in, he's a supporter. And, you know, I'm not getting on a soapbox, but it means so much to small businesses when people know, hey, I appreciate you, and it goes a long way. And you've supported in other ways, like sharing things or mentioning us, and we really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me, too. I mean, you guys are friends, and Rachel and I go way back.
We are the same age, almost. You'll be.
A few months, right?
Yeah.
Just a few months difference. And
your
dad was, you know, he helped manage one of the groups I was in when I was a lot younger. And so we've known each other for such a long time.
Pittsburgh is so 6 degrees, I'm telling
you. It is.
It's crazy.
So catch us up on, since we've seen you last, like, we know we always talk about you performing with Uncle Cracker, which makes me in awe. And then most recently, Kevin Bacon Band.
Yes.
So let's talk about those experiences. You know, you're obviously on a high-end list when people come to town to choose. So that's pretty cool.
It's really cool. Yeah, it's taken a while to get there. So you know, now that I'm there, I
Because we're only 31.
Exactly. 31, going on 32.
Yeah.
Well, she just mentioned 6 degrees of Pittsburgh. Well, now you're first or second degree to Kevin Bacon.
Oh, right, Kevin that Bacon, is so right.
Yeah.
Mark, I've never asked you to meet someone. I'd love to meet him.
Oh, you should have told me.
I know.
I would have worked something out.
Yeah, I know.
Sure.
You're such a good dude that way. We'll work on it next time because you'll be with him again, no doubt.
I hope so. Yeah, it was great. We sold out at Jurgles, and it was the Bacon brothers, his brother and him.
Yeah.
And that was like their first passion, right? They both liked music.
Definitely music.
Yeah.
Kevin obviously took off with the acting, but they've been doing this since like 98, 99. They have 8 albums.
Wow.
So they're not just, you know, hey,
yeah,
we're
it's not
try
a flash
this.
In the pan.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And they're really
like
talented.
A Bruce Willis.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, right. Yeah. So.
But you can't say bad things about Bruce Willis.
Oh, I didn't say no. You know.
Sean. Sean Collier is really good at whipping his car around this lot. Look at him go.
We're all going to have to do that at some point. But so Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon, before him, I did a show with Corey Feldman at the Hard Rock in September.
What was that like?
That
is he crazy?
He is crazy.
Yeah.
So when people ask me what that was like, I just say, it was an experience.
There you go. Yeah.
You have to just see it.
Yes.
And you did it, right? Yeah, it was great. I was there, you know, I was watching him sound check and then I sound check. That's the great thing about those shows. You're rubbing shoulders with them. You're talking to them backstage. You know, you get to talk to some of these people that you looked up to your whole life.
That's actually my question. Do you find that they're that way or do they want to be secluded and like, I don't talk to my opening act. I'm a little bigger.
Everybody that I've had the opportunity to open for has been like very accessible and would talk and just they weren't rushed, you know, they would do pictures and everything.
Okay.
There was only one and I don't want to say who it
was. Won't.
And it had nothing to do with me. I didn't even approach the person, but I could just tell it was very diva-esque.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I'm not gonna I don't want to even have a bad experience.
Sure.
So, yeah, right.
And you don't want to taint your memory. You know,
exactly.
Like I was thinking the other day, people will say like, what was the most like disappointing interview, and we often say like Yarmer Yager because he was so distant, and now apparently is he really coming back to Pittsburgh? Because I like want to eat my words because I'd interview him again if I could.
Oh my gosh!
You know, but you don't want to spread, you know, negativity in the sense that
right.
The only thing
the only thing I can say is you can tell a lot about somebody during their sound check.
Yeah,
oh, I mean, you really can.
How they treat
you guys were so nice to her for your sound check. So, Monica, you guys are great.
I'm
just kidding.
Right?
We were like Monica, get it together.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right before that in August, last August, I was with Blue Oyster Cult again.
Yeah, that was great.
That was great. It was at the Carnegie Homestead Music Hall. I'm playing. I look in the front row. There's my favorite sports talk guy, Mark Madden.
I give him a shout out.
Everyone starts clapping for him. It was great. I go off the stage. I'm front row. It's Mark, me. And it was just, I was in heaven.
It was the 2 marks.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
I mean, because I love his show.
Yeah, same.
And, you know, he's there. And it was just, you know, it's just
a moment.
Music just does so much. Yes. And it opens up so many doors. It brings everybody together.
Yeah.
I love music.
And not to mention, we're back on Pirate Season. And here you are because you did the National Anthem a couple of times last year. Can we see some this year?
Yes. Okay. August 26th.
Okay.
It's a Hall of Fame night.
Oh,
so they're going to be putting the past Pirates into the Pirate Hall of Fame.
Okay.
So Ken Tekalvi and I think there's 4 more. So I was talking to Celine, who booked, you know, who helped
get
the anthem going. And she's saying they're hoping that's going to be a sellout. So
that's
August 26th. It's a Saturday night against the Cubs. It's a firework night.
Oh,
and it's the Hall of Fame
night. Saturday night,
let's
we have to
do it.
So I'm looking forward
to
that.
Let's get a Jagoff group. You have to remind us.
All right.
And we will make a Jagoff group and go.
Maybe we can work something out for sure.
Yeah. Let's figure that out.
Yeah. I have a really cool event that's coming up.
Tell us.
It's not until October, though. So I got asked to be one of the contestants in a ballroom dance. It's like Dancing with the Stars, but it's dancing for a cause.
Yeah.
And it's a nonprofit called Watchful Shepherd, and they raise money for children of child abuse.
Carrie Ford.
I just met these people. I can't remember their names right
Carrie
now.
Carrie Ford helps with it. It's
really?
A great thing.
It's in McMurray. Yeah. Their offices are in McMurray. So on October 20th, that's going to be the big, you know, mirror ball competition at South Point Hilton Ballroom. So I'm going to be one of the contestants.
Do you buy tickets for this?
Yeah. It's,
okay.
Yeah. But it all goes to a good cause.
Yeah.
I think they're $125 a ticket, but you get a full meal.
Okay.
And then afterwards you get to see, you know, 8 people. They consider, you know, they consider you a local celebrity. I'm not a local celebrity, but they consider me that. And so it takes me out of my comfort zone.
Yes.
Because, you know, I do music.
Yes.
But, you know, I think I can shake my moneymaker pretty
sure
good.
You can.
So we'll see how it goes.
I have no doubt in my mind, Mark.
So I said yes to it. It's going to be fun.
I love it. Yeah, we love any opportunity to chat with you, and we're glad that you could be here today. Where can everybody find you and follow you to learn more about your music?
The website is Mark Ferrari Music, all one word, M-A-R-K, Ferrari like the car, music.com. And you can see everything on there, stream songs, watch videos, see pictures, see all the events, listen, whatever you want to do on there. And then my
share stuff too, so make sure you're watching the agenda pages.
YouTube, it's Calling All Cars 99. That's one of my songs. That's why I made it my YouTube thing. And, you know, Instagram, all that stuff.
All of it.
It's all out there. Pretty busy this summer.
So what PTL person do you think you're most like?
Oh, man. I guess I would have to relate to David. I mean, he has great... I'm not saying I have great style, but
He does have good style.
Yeah, he's always, like, dressed in a nine. I have great hair. He has great hair.
There you go.
You know, they're just cool.
They're so cool.
You know, and it takes a team, really, for all these things to work.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, that's, I just think everyone, you can relate to everybody because it's a village.
Yeah, I'll let you say it.
Nice.
You
know.
You're one of my faves. Nice. I'll let you say it. All right, Mark,
you guys
are we going to hear another song?
Do you want another song?
Yes.
All right, cool. I'll come over there.
You get situated. We'll say our thank yous.
And let's do them in a way while Mark gets situated to do an opening and a close, right? So, did you know Pennsylvania... Wait, no, we're going to this. Get the best experience of customer service and maintenance of your Rorick Advantage at the Service Center on West Liberty Avenue.
Oh, wow. Visit RorickHonda.com for all of your vehicle needs and check out our blog posts, which usually are about driving or parking in Pittsburgh.
And now we start this week's You Jag Off podcast from the parking lot at PTL.
The Circle.
So this is John and Rachel, the Jagoff Podcast, and we're hoping that you subscribe to us if you're listening to us. Make sure you listen to us on Q92.9. We have a special episode here because we're in the parking lot and PTL, where all the guests come and hang out. So we're not going to tell you where we are because we don't want to be creepy on people when they come here to be guests on PTL. But anyways, we're going to forego all the aforementioned, you know, what was on the blog this week because Picklesburg is going on this week as we're taping this.
And we're like packing it
right.
in.
And we have, so we have a whole bunch of guests.
It's a big deal.
Right.
Yep. You got it.
So then, cool.
All right. So thank you so much to everybody who was on the show. Obviously, thank you so much, especially to Krista and Teddy, who are always so, so helpful and accommodating and hospitable when John and I have any crazy idea, as well as Jeff Roop, having him on again. He's just the senior guy that gets it all. He gets to see it all happen. And Sean Collier, one of our favorites, he's been on plenty of times, but it's always great to see him and to find out what he's doing. So without further ado, Mark Ferrari.
This song's called It's Gonna Be Great. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be better. I can't wait. Making my move. Live for today. Sing like a bird. Fly like a plane. It don't matter, 'cause it's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. Here comes the sun, it's time to shine. You do your best, yeah, and I'll do mine. Candles on the cake, raise a toast to better days. Call the weatherman, it's blowing me away. It's gonna be good, it's gonna be great. It's gonna be better, I can't wait. Making my move, live for today. Sing like a bird, fly like a plane. Without a little pain, blow out the candles on the cake, make a wish for better days.
call the doctor, these restraints about to break. It's gonna be good, it's gonna be great, it's gonna be better, I can't I got fire within my chest. I got dreams left to imagine. I have faith to hold my breath. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be better. I can't wait. Making my move.